Good evening and welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Good afternoon, Michael.
I have announcements here to kick us off.
All right.
Recording and listening is a simple and powerful tool that assists us in accessing the wisdom, love, and compassion that is our authentic nature and live the life we want. Our five-week class, which begins March 13th, includes recording and listening exercises and time in class to process your experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And join Sangha for another year of deepening practice in our 2024 year-long retreat, The Way of Dharma, beginning next month. In the usual format of daily practice, weekly assignments, and weekday conversations with the guide and Sangha, we will be focusing on the Dhammapada, a collection of teachings supposedly gathered by the disciples of the Buddha. The retreat begins March 15th, and a quarterly payment plan is available.
And if anybody thinks that what was talked about 2,600 years ago isn't completely appropriate today, they need to tune in.
Yes. Yes. And sign up today.
Sign up right now. Exactly. Gonna be good.
Yes, yes. And Sangha is once again invited to our spiritual home at 4 Acre Zen Center in gorgeous Squim, Washington. This year's Summer of Sangha includes week-long and weekend retreats from June 14 to August 18. A full schedule of yoga, meditation, guidance, workshops, groups, and self-guided practice will be offered. Registration is limited, so sign up soon. And, as was just announced, it will be possible to accept precepts with this practice during the Summer of Sangha.
Yes. Yeah, there are a few, you know, if this and if that, but if a person has been waiting and thinking we're never ever going to get together again and be able to do that, then this summer we have a plan.
That's exciting. Something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot to look forward to in the Summer of Sangha, let me tell you. There'll be a blog coming out that's going to, you know, start talking about what the place is going to, hopefully, I mean, if all goes well, what we're going to do in preparation for the upcoming one. It's fun. It's got a lot going on. And then precepts with all the good stuff, and then precepts.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's like over the top.
It's over the top every year. I think, well, now what are we going to do to top that one? And, you know, life always comes up with something. So what can we do to say yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, indeed. And for these and other practice opportunities, please visit livingcompassion.org. And a few reminders for tonight. If you'd like to get in the queue to talk with Sherry, please press *6 and then 1 to make Gas Show. And conversation on one topic, please, in about 5 minutes is fabulous.
It's just right, isn't it?
It is just right. Mm-hmm. Just right, indeed. And I think we're ready to roll here, Sherry.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Here we go.
All right.
First caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Jamie in Newark, Delaware.
Well, hello, Jamie. What's going on?
Well, I've been noticing that my thoughts and my emotions and, you know, my physical feelings, that they seem to, I'm noticing they seem to be automatic. And they seem to just pop up. It's not something I choose. And it just automatically happens. And
that allows Jamie?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I thought, go ahead. Finish that thought.
In a way that allows me to step back and look at it as something other than just being me. It's just something that happens to me.
That's right. That's right. And the word that you use that's so important is seems, right? It seems just kind of, well, of course, at first, with somebody who hasn't spent a lot of time looking at it, the people just believe it's them. You know, I'm thinking this, mm-hmm. and I'm feeling this, and, you know, they just own the whole thing. But after we've been practicing for a while, we realize, wait a minute, you know, if it were up to me, I wouldn't be thinking those thoughts, or I wouldn't be caught up in that whatever it is. I wouldn't be reacting that way. So I don't actually think it's me. And now we're starting to close in on, yeah, it's kind of a program, isn't it? And it seems like it fits with life, but the more we pay attention, the more we realize, no, it just kind of goes on. It's pretty random, and it just shows up.
And ego gets involved, either karma gets involved with it, and ego reacts to what's going on. But again, that's ego.
That's it. And that's kind of what you're articulating is the program of suffering, right? That's how a human being suffers. That ego program is developed over time. You know, it's the stories that people tell about what happened to them are a big part of the programming that exists. And so those thoughts just repeat and the emotions follow and the behaviors that go with it and the stories. And, you know, it's like reruns of an old television show. And people think that it's real and it's current and it's me and suffer as a result of it. But the way you're doing it, kind of teasing it apart and realizing, no, wait a minute. I didn't think that. I was just writing about that today, Jamie, for the next imagery in the death class, and that being able to step back and watch it arise and get it, right. That I didn't think that just appeared in my head.
That realization sort of, I guess it's a result of looking at what's going on, but the actual sense of it happening and not being me sort of happened one day, and
as
I've looked at it.
And Jamie, it's a result of a ton of practice. Now, right. I think there are probably people who it just happens to, right? But it's out. There's no context, and so they don't actually know the experience that they've had. So when it comes as a part of awareness practice, you do the work, you're paying attention, you're noticing, you see it for what it is, you come back, you learn, you know, I don't have to get into self-hate, I don't have to feel bad about that, I don't have to take that personally.
Right.
You know, all I need to do is keep coming back to the moment, paying attention, noticing. And so you're right there when that program happens and you see it happen.
And the alternative that allows us to is being okay with what is right now.
That's right. Exactly.
Compassion.
In fact, Jamie, it's so exciting because you get to be open to what's happening right now. When we're operating in reaction to a program, we're not open to life.
Yeah. And on one level, everything is okay. And I don't know why things are the way they are. So.
Nope, we don't. And that I got to tell you, there's a lot of wisdom in that because a lot of folks waste their lives trying to figure out why stuff is the way it is. And that is not possible.
Right. Yep. And, well, and compassion and being here right now.
Yes.
That's what
makes enjoyment.
Sense.
And enjoyment, right? Because if it's not your fault and you don't need to take it personally, and there's actually nothing to be done about it, well, you can kind of put that off to the side and go about enjoying your life.
Right. It's something I'm still working on. It's not like I've totally...
You're not the Buddha yet?
Yeah. No, no. But it makes me think I'm headed in the right direction.
Exactly. And it makes life a lot more enjoyable, doesn't it? I mean, it goes from there's something wrong, it's probably something wrong with me, I've got to fix it, I've got to do something about it, to, okay, well, this is all really interesting. And I'm just going to keep paying attention, because the more I pay attention, the more I see, and the more interesting it gets.
Right. Yeah, I don't have to worry about things or try to prove something or be somebody other than who I am.
Exactly. Because life has arranged you to be who you are. I think if life wanted something else, it would have arranged something else. So I like to go along. I like to assume that life has better ideas than I do.
Yeah, because if I think it's my idea, a lot of times it comes from ego.
Yep. Most of the time.
Well, I'm going to keep looking and keep working.
Good.
I'll
Me
get
too.
Get back to you later. All right.
Gotcha. Thanks, Jamie. Gotcha.
Thanks for joining us, Jamie. And I heard a lot of letting life lead in that conversation,
Sherry. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Life is a good dancer.
Yes.
It really
you
is.
Much better
and you've
than
got
I.
at least two left feet, right? So we might as well just relax and get carried away with it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah.
And we have another caller here.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Michael. It's Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hey. Just reporting back about some, feels like some big developments in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I've been sharing the last 2 or 3 months with yourself and Sangha during this transition and this move and how identified I had become and how much suffering was involved with not accepting the changes.
Mm.
And with the just continuing to practice and record and listen and receiving a lot of guidance from yourself and Ashwini and Jen over open air, about 3 weeks ago, I just had this huge awareness that I was telling this you know, story of losing my old house and having to move to a place where I hadn't, you know, in quotations, chose. I was telling this externally over and over and over and perpetuating the suffering instead of really incorporating the guidance, which I started, when I saw that huge awareness, I really took the guidance to heart of grabbing the recorder and just talking to the mentor about it and seeking the love and unconditional, you know, love and compassion from the mentor, which I was seeking externally and was never receiving.
Yeah. So you would tell the story to people the hope that they would go, oh, Todd, oh, I'm so... That's just awful. And while probably some people did have that reaction to it, it didn't.
Not really.
Yeah, it didn't. Oh, not really.
No, I didn't get the response that I kept seeking. That you're so hard done by, and what a tragedy, and this is the worst thing to happen to her. I didn't get. I got advice, I got, you know, pull your bootstraps up, I got, well, you're better off than most, you know.
Oh, God. Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah. And then I realized, I'm definitely looking, life is the best dance partner, because it finally, you know, hit me with the 2x4 of that and went, whoa, you're just perpetuating the suffering. You're just taking a conditioned response. Wallowing, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm taking a conditioned response to life's changes. He's seeking a conditioned individual to respond to it and getting the same conditioned experience.
Yeah.
And
how helpful.
It was so beautiful. And what I really got in the two-handed recording and having that person being able to tell the whole story again and vent it all out and the mentor listen and then go left hand, right hand, left hand. And then it was just like, yeah, that is tough. And that was challenging. And that, you know, but I love you, and you're okay. And in the last 2 or 3 weeks since I've disidentified and come out of the severe suffering that I was in, I got a chance to really look at all the blessings this move has afforded,
yeah,
and all the beauty that I'm surrounded by, and all the I've got this new brand new friend. I'm involved every day in helping him build a retirement house and learning all these new little trades and little tips about construction, and I'm just loving the new life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh God, I just love it, Todd. It's so wonderful when it happens that dramatically,
right,
and that quickly.
Oh,
I mean,
okay,
it didn't feel quick when you were going through it, obviously.
No.
But to have that kind of flip, that kind of turnaround, and to realize that all of that suffering was happening in a conversation in your head.
Yes.
Yeah? That all
of
those
it.
Blessings were there all along.
Yes.
And when we're caught up in the ego, poor me, this is
yes,
awful, isn't it? Then that, in quote, problem is real.
Yes.
And then we step out of it and realize, my God, the whole thing was completely made up.
Right, right. I live just down the road, literally down the road from an old growth forest, which is about 100, maybe 10 acres. But the whole island is about 100 acres of old growth. And I just get an opportunity to walk through that old growth forest every day. And it's just an old growth rainforest. And that was obscured for the 3 months I've been here until I disidentified a couple weeks ago. And I couldn't enjoy it or appreciate it. And it's an island, so just surrounded by the Pacific Ocean. So there's just all these gorgeous
yeah,
beaches
I can,
and wildlife.
I can see, Todd, why it was a little bit difficult to convince people that that you needed to suffer over these new circumstances.
Yeah. So,
and yet,
right,
to the one believing that story, he was suffering mightily.
And not recognizing, because you're in it, Sherry, that I was just that whole reinforcing it by externally retelling it and looking to others for the unconditional love that I know I've been training and practicing with for so long in this practice that I could give myself ego was denying that opportunity to give it to myself.
That's right. And which is what makes the whole thing so perfect.
Okay.
So we were just talking in the last call, right, about you practice, and there you are. You're there. You're present, and you see it. So you've been practicing for years, right? And then suddenly it's kind of like, I don't know if it's a final exam, but if you realize, okay, and then there's postgraduate and then post-postgraduate and then post-post, because I at least in my experience, it goes on and on delightfully. So you had this massive opportunity to have it all come together and prove it to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like now you get to apply everything that you've learned, and you get to prove to yourself that what you have practiced will sustain you through anything.
Yes.
Right?
And it has. So
it has. Even when ego was after you, you were calling in. We were talking to you. You were right. You were staying right with practice.
Yes, I was. I was staying in touch. You often say to so many folks, and you said it to me, Sherry, which I appreciate, is stay close.
Yeah.
You know, when we're going through our challenging times, and I remember you saying a couple of times saying, God, you know, stay close. And I did. I didn't, you know, I stuck with it. Like you said, just stay with it. It wants you to quit. It wants you to do all those things. But
that's right.
Stuck, even through the dark, you know, there were some super, super dark times through all this. I just thought, no, I'm just going to stick with it. Because when I'm suffering, I know I don't have to suffer. And when I'm not suffering, I know I can suffer.
Yes.
Which
is helpful. And if I'm suffering, it's because I'm choosing something over ending suffering. And those little lines that just kind of pound on our heads, even in the in the most dark times, and we realize we're being held.
Oh, definitely. Life was, and I can only see it now, you know, without that, you know, darkness and heaviness and Yugo's depression on me, I can only see now that every step of the way of this move and this transition, life was guiding me every step, every step.
Yeah.
And held me through it all with love and kindness and gentleness and support.
Mm-hmm.
And same with practice and same with Sangha. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so great when we get to that point of realization, because then what we know is any negativity is just coming from conditioned mind.
Yeah.
It's coming from ego, right?
Yeah.
Because life is just so endlessly patient. You know, just shows up. I mean, we can just, I was going to use an unfortunate expression, but we can just gripe and complain and rail at it and wave our fists and tell it how unfair. And, you know, it just keeps showing up and says, well, you know, you're going this direction. You could choose that.
Yeah.
And we do. Thank God.
Yeah. Thank God. So deeply grateful. And just want
to
thank
Glad to hear it, Todd.
Yeah.
So glad to hear it.
Because I know you've been hearing me for the last 3.5 months severely suffering, and you just kept saying, it's okay, you know.
You're going to make it. We got faith.
And you kept saying to me, Todd, grab the recorder. Every time Sherry and Ashwin and Jen kept saying, well, you know, that recorder, the mentor.
That's right there. You got support.
Yeah, and it was. And that's what really did. That was what it was. So thank you for the guidance. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Anytime.
All right.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
God show.
God show. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us, Todd. And Sherry, we just keep practicing. We just keep showing up and showing up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Good times, bad times.
Yeah, well, because, you know, that's that when I wanted to underline that piece of, we get to the other side of it and we realize what we were resisting that we needed to accept. So what we call bad times are when we want something, we're listening to ego, want something other than what life is providing. Because if we were choosing what life is providing, we'd be as happy as we could possibly be.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But ego says, but you can't be happy with that. I mean, that's not good. That's a terrible, awful thing. And I go back to, you know, one of my my heroes having 4 cancer surgeries without anesthesia and just as happy as he could be right through the whole thing. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
so
I remember
those
that
kinds
one.
Of, yeah, those kinds of things that people deeply, deeply believe are not possible. It's just, it is not possible to do that. If you are sick, of course, with the email class, you know, we're all steeped in this conversation right now. But you know, if it's bad, if you're sick, if it's a disease, if you've lost something, really, you know, you. Suffering is inevitable. There's no way not to suffer, but there is. And, of course, that's what awareness practice is actually all about.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to practice that then.
Mm-hmm. It behooves us. It really does, because as we've, as people have pointed out and we've speculated ourselves, it's liable not to be peachy keen all the way until we burst off in a cloud of sparkles. We might run into some stuff in between, and we want to be right there, able to see it for the gift that it is.
Mm. Yeah, to be trained up for it.
To be trained up for it. Good phrasing. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Lovely. And Sherry, we're going to break for our good news update, and then we'll come back and talk with more callers.
Fabulous. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Jen, I'm going to turn it over to you for a good news update.
All right. Thanks, Michael. And I'm pleased to be joined this afternoon by Sherry, who is here to speak with us about the recording and listening website. Welcome, Sherry.
Hi, Jen. Hi, everyone. So happy to be here.
Yeah. So, of course, right on cue, as always. So often. Conversation right before good news. Just do it up.
I know.
Right? But I was thinking, knowing that we were going to be talking about this, Sherry, that it's actually been a number of years, I think, that the recording and listening website has been there, that at a certain point when we realized, you know, this tool of recording and listening became so powerful and such a foundational part of practice, people were writing in about it, people were, you know, using it in all these creative ways. It was being used in workshops in all these different ways that we decided to make an entire website around it. And I know you've put a lot of care and attention into that over the years. So thank you for being with us today to talk about your experience of all that.
Oh, yes. And, you know, and it's always wonderful, right, to have the opportunity to reappreciate something that we deeply love.
Amen.
And so I think, yeah, this was a great opportunity because obviously, you know, when something's been around a long time, it's kind of easy for conditioning to talk us into taking it for granted. And so
yeah.
I loved this chance to kind of greet it anew, you know, to see through some fresh eyes. And that was really fun.
Say more.
Well, like, so, okay, you know this because I already told you this, but one of the things that I absolutely love about, I mean, there's many, 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 if anybody's spent any time in this website, it's just, it's like, it's just magical rooms everywhere you go. You know, you could discover so many things.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is it's like, if there's one doorway that you open, that is the Sangha Says, it is a collection of short clips that have been curated from all kinds of, you know, morning shows or the radio show, and they're all about recording and listening. And they're us. It's Sangha.
And they're what, Sangha? Sherry, I missed one word.
I said they're us, right? They're us.
Yes. Exactly. That we've built that archive together.
Exactly. So tonight, for instance, I mean, we all just heard, you know, some more beautiful wisdom about recording and listening, and
yeah.
that's coming from people who are out there practicing. And so I think of this as this treasure trove of just a small percentage of those
yeah.
amazing, some of them are insights, some of them are
yeah.
tools, you know, yeah. I was actually, when I said I was reappreciating it, so one of the things that I was doing before, you know, talking to you tonight was just randomly listening to some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard all of them, you know,
mm-hmm.
some of them many
yeah.
times. And I was like, wow, oh, that's, you know, like, that's amazing.
Right. And it's that experience, right, Sherry, of like, wait, have I heard that before? I mean, I must have, but boy, that's
okay. Right.
And then there's the other piece of it of like, wow, I really needed to hear that today. That is exactly what
yes.
I needed today. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And if I could tell you just a tiny story.
Please.
Because one of the things, I mean, in the bigger picture, I have just always loved recording and listening. I just think it's just, it's the best thing ever created. And so, I find a lot of times that it feels magical to me. And I thought today, like, I was like, I'm going to make a recording about being on, you know, on the show tonight and just ask the mentor about that and what I need to know and, you know. And as I was doing that, what happened was something that is pretty typical, right, where conditioning says, oh, you don't need to do that. You know what they're going to say. A very
and you and for sure you know what you're gonna say, right? Even if you don't really know what quote they're gonna say, for sure you know what quote you're gonna say. Uh-huh. I'm right with you.
Right. And what I meant was that the conditioning was saying, you know what the mentor's gonna say. There's no need to make a recording because the mentor's gonna say, meditate before you go on the show and try and breathe and be present. Like, it was telling me all the things. And I was
Got
like,
it.
Okay, but let's just turn on the recorder anyway and just see.
Yeah. And
what happened was the magic that always happens, right? Because conditioning only, it doesn't know anything about being present in the moment. But when I turned on the recorder, No, nothing came up like that. There was no, like, this is what you need to know or this is right.
Yeah.
What happened was this overwhelming sense of peace came over mm-hmm. me just from turning on the recorder, right? Like, wow. Nothing was said. Nothing
wow.
was, you know. It was
yeah.
It was just absolutely beautiful. And I was...
Sorry, Sherry, go ahead. Uh-huh.
No, you go. I'd love to hear.
Well, I'm just going to quickly reflect. That's exactly beautiful. That's exactly the word that kept coming up for me as you described it, because it is, it's so a description of the process of tuning into this moment. And that's what happens with the recorder. We're tuning into what, not an idea of what's going on right now, but what's actually happening right now.
Ah, yes, right? Right, what's actually happening? And then, so, of course, like, that was just, I was like, oh, my gosh, there it is. There's the magic, right? There's the magic. Life just shows up. The mentor shows up. I don't, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen, but it's always good, right? It's always good. And then I popped back over, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to randomly listen to a few more recordings on the Sangha Says, because that would be fun, right, to refresh myself. And I thought, oh, I'm going to listen to the one that was most recently posted because, I probably feel like I already know that, blah, blah, blah. And the one that was most recently posted was about recording and listening so we can be in the presence of presence.
Yeah.
And it was exactly the experience that I had just had, right? It was just like that. That is the essence of it. It's not like, oh my gosh, where's the answer? Am I going to turn on the recorder and get some answer, some guidance, some, whatever.
Yeah.
It was just perfect.
Yeah, it really is. And, you were saying earlier that you've just loved recording and listening from the start, which is a humongous blessing. And I know for many people that isn't the case. And that, I think that's part of why the whole website was created, is that because it's such a powerful tool, and because if we do it, I mean, exactly what you're describing, Sherry, if we actually do it, it truly brings us here. It directs the attention to the present where suffering isn't. And so that website is there to support us in being able to get past the resistance and to have the direct experience of the joy of actually doing it.
Oh, yes. And like so many of these snippets of audio and also all other parts of the website, like you're saying, speak directly. I don't like the sound of my voice, or I can't get myself to listen back to my recordings, or I just don't want to do it, or whatever that is. There's so much support. Like everybody's been there before and they're sharing their experiences.
Yeah. And the other thing you've mentioned a couple of times, but it reminds me, when I was listening back to some of it as well recently, one of the things I actually really appreciate about it is that, especially with the Sangha Says portions, they're often very, very short. And so that resistance of like, oh, I don't have time to, of course, I have a minute, I have 2 minutes, I have 3 minutes. Absolutely. Especially for me, and this for me is where recording and listening shines, is we start, as we practice, go along, we recognize the really habitual places of suffering. Maybe it's for some of us, we recognize what it feels like in the body, or the, oh God, I'm in a really habitual conversation, or gosh, this behavior that's happening is so familiar. That's the place where using recording, listening, or in this case, going to the website and using one of those prompts can be so helpful to interrupt. But, I know this process and I know what I should be doing to blah, blah, blah. But evidently I don't, because here I am in the middle of this process. So I need some assistance to interrupt that. And that's where this website can be so helpful with that.
Yes, yes. And I encourage people, especially if it's been a while since, again, the whole site, I know I'm focused on the Sangha Says just because that itself is a whole world to me. But to use the Sangha Says, it can be almost like, like an oracle of sorts. Like I just was doing that today, like where I would just like randomly listen to one And just like you said a little earlier, oh my goodness, that's exactly, that just pertains to what I'm going through, right? It can be like that, and it's short enough, and then it can be like, I'm going to practice that. You know, like one of them that I listened to today was so beautiful about when there's something we really want to do in the world, but conditioning won't let us do it. You know, I want to paint, or I want to take, you know, and take up an instrument. And it was such a beautiful, in about 3 minutes, the guide explaining like how to record and listen through that process, how, you know, when to do what, how to, what this, it was just great.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really fun. What you just said, Sherry, that, whatever's going on with me. And then I listen to one of those snippets and to see how does that apply to what's going on with me? Because it always does. It always does. And movement is a shift of attention, right? It's sort of like Todd was just describing, shifting from kind of the narrative of like, whatever it is, I'm stuck, or I don't know what to do, or I don't know, to shifting the attention to, look at the tool, how to apply that. That already is bringing me back here.
Oh, right. Right. And then you just said something that is also the other part of it, back to being in the presence of presence, which is that, you know, what we're doing, which I'm projecting happened to everyone else who was just listening to that previous conversation before we got on, which is that it's like we are having that same sense of insight and presence and opening and awakening, right, that the person talking is. And so listening to these snippets does that same thing. It's like a really, you know, quick way to be in the presence of presence.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly so. Exactly so. Well, I see we are at the end of our time, Sherry, but thank you so much for being with us. And you say, love that piece that you started with of how easy it is. It's that quote, right? Humans have an infinite ability to take things for granted. And taking things for granted is pretty much a synonym for ignoring it. So, right? So we have this tool available to us. So, you know, be fun for all of us to, you know, in the next 24, 48 hours, head on back there and look at it with those fresh eyes that you were describing. That's really fun. Thank you for bringing it back to our attention.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been really fun to talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks, Sherry. Go happy.
You too. Gasho.
Gasho. And we'll turn it back over to you, Michael.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jen. And thank you, Sherry. And welcome back to Open Air with Sherry Huber. And Sherry, I was just on the website here. I was just going to emphasize where that section is that Jen and Sherry were talking about.
Yeah, thank you.
There's a menu header called All Star Resources. It's about halfway across the top there. And then under that, fourth one down, is Sangha Says YRL, you know, Why Record and Listen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great.
If you're gonna do something, you know, you're tempted to do whatever it is on your phone. Well, that could be a good thing to do. Sitting around waiting for something or whatever, rather than just do something that's going to distract you, might as well turn attention to something that's going to help you get here.
Get here and be present.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another caller here, Sherry.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Deepa from Novato.
Well, hello, hey, Deepa. What are you seeing?
Oh, I'm just so delighted to be here. I'm seeing this this chatter, this wave of voices in response to the email that we received yesterday that precepts were being offered to if like you said at the beginning of the show, during the summer of Sangha.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really bordering on fun, interesting to see, like, almost like, I'm in that place of really, wow, you know, wow, this is what's coming up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And so this wasn't on the horizon for anybody. We didn't know anything about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, do I want to take precepts?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
If I don't, then what about that? If
mm-hmm.
I do, well, what about that? Oh, my goodness. I bet the voices have any number of things that they would like to bring up to put in front of your attention on that subject.
Well, were you with me listening?
Well, what about? Well, what about? Yeah, but what about? Yeah, but, mm-hmm. well, but what about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, it's like you were sitting there right with me in the front row seat watching this movie.
What do you get to with it? I mean, where does it bring you?
I am really curious to practice with this. I'm so glad that they've started up now. You know, like mm-hmm. I have time
right.
until
a few months. Yeah.
A few months to watch what happens. Whether this is is it just now for the first few days and then it goes away? Like, do I quote unquote forget? Does it make me forget until it's time to leave and it's like, you didn't think about whether you know, what's the pattern?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I really would like to watch this. And then there was the project person kicked in and said, you know, I think you have to just start listening to those 13 weeks of recordings from last year's year-long retreat and really prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we can do? Can we read up? And then, oh, no, you shouldn't be taking it. Then, you know, all of those voices that like, what about? Yeah, what about? And yes, mm-hmm. so I had last night I used my little bug bus to transport a little creepy crawly outside. And when I took it out, instead of just dropping it from a foot high, like, you know, waving the paper so it just, you know, floats
uh-huh.
off.
Yeah.
I put it on the, like, I was kneeling down and let it crawl off the paper, because you can't just wave it off from a foot above the ground if you took the precepts. So see if you, you know, if we, yeah. You see, I mean, it was just.
Yeah, so if you do that, Deepa, you're going to have to give up a lot of really good stuff, like being able to just toss creatures around willy-nilly, right? You might have to become sensitive.
And it's going to take a lot of energy and effort, and you have to be on it all the time. You just don't have the energy for it. You can't be trusted. And then you're going to feel bad. You're going to feel so bad because you took the precepts, and you're going to feel worse. Now if you wave it off, it's like, I haven't taken the precepts anyway.
That's right. I know I'm a bad person. I know I'm a bad, insensitive, uncaring person. And so that's okay. But if I did something that either purported that I am a good and sensitive person, or I should be a
mm-hmm.
good and sensitive person, and I'm not, well, that's way worse.
Yeah, it's signaling. I'm sending these signals out to the world that I'm wanting to be this way, and then they're like, what? How can you took the precept? That's not, yeah, all of it, all the
mm-hmm.
whole, it was like a symphony. I mean,
what's fascinating is how many opinions ego has.
Yeah, it was stunning.
And from every direction,
mm-hmm.
it can bring up issues that, well, without it, we may never think about in our whole entire lifetime, but it's right there to point them out, just one after the other.
Yeah, it was everything from, you don't even like wearing things around your neck, so do you have to wear it around your neck all the time? But that's, you don't wear anything around your neck usually.
Right. You don't wear anything around your neck. And then all the time. So not only do you not wear things around your neck, but would you have to wear them all the time?
And then going back to the recording I made after the Musings article last year came out, one of the Musings article where there was a beautiful writing about how the guide removed her beads and offered it to the Sangha member whose beads had broken. And that moment of longing, it's like, wow, wow. And now that there is this possibility, that's just, all of that is just thrown out the window. No.
So wouldn't that be something to, No. That's fine when it was not at all a possibility.
Exactly.
But if
exactly.
this is going to be a possibility, no. Now we've got to go in another direction.
Oh, my God. That's exactly it. That is just stunning to me. I mean.
Well, and Deepa, the thing that's so marvelous about the way you're approaching it and talking about it is that stepped back, just watching it do what it does. Mm. You know, we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to get engaged with every one of these because every one is a different flavor of feeling bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's meant to be able to run us through 150, 200, 300 of those so that we are just in such a state of misery. And this one is perfect because it's precepts.
Mm.
You know, it's the basis of this practice that you love, right? So, and now look at you. Oh, my God. It's just, And so to step back and realize, okay, this topic is precepts, but how many topics have there been in your life?
Exactly.
Where the exact same thing happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's where I was going with that, Sherry. It's that place of how you do anything is how you do everything. So if this is what I'm being talked at in this situation,
same thing in that situation.
Same
thing in that situation. Yeah. I've always wanted to ... Now I have an opportunity to ... Oh my God, I can't. How many times does that come up? Oh, I so wish I could go there, do that, be that, have that, know that. And then there it is, because as far as I can tell, life always gives us what we want.
And that's been my experience. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. It's handing me things on a platter and then the backpedaling.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. Because, of course, I don't know that this is really true, but oh boy, do I suspect it, right? Because, again, what we're meant to do is desire and wish and long and be unfulfilled and dissatisfied and suffer because there's something wrong with us, right? And then we get to this point of realizing, actually, and it's a theme with people, whether it always appears this way or not, we start realizing, wait a minute, I'm actually being offered everything that I've ever wanted. And then we get to see how we weren't able to have it. And that's what you're watching, right? Only thing standing between you and anything that your heart desires is that system of, no, you can't, no. Now, of course, this is at this point, I always like to remind people that just because life gives us what we want, it doesn't mean we're going to be happy with it or that it's going to continue to be what we want, right? But what we get to do is have what we want so that we can have all these experiences about it and get really clear as to what is what.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. Oh, my gosh. That's huge.
It really is. It really is. If people think, okay, well, gosh, I got this thing that I've always wanted. So now I'm going to live happily ever after, right? Well, maybe, because maybe it'll turn out that you really did want that, and mm-hmm. you're really grateful and happy, and you love it for as long as it lasts. But it may be that it was actually something that you wanted, but it wasn't good for you. It wasn't going to actually bring you happiness. And so then you get to have that experience.
Wow. That's what you just said, Sherry, that part is what I am never allowed to see.
Yeah. Know? Yep. Yep. And yet, once we start looking from that direction, we realize, yeah, and there's nothing except ego that says, well, you got this thing, so now you have to keep it forever.
Yeah, you wanted it, you asked for it, yeah.
That's right. You made your bed, now you need to lie in it.
Mm.
Yeah. No, actually, you can make your bed, lie in it, and go, this is not the bed I want, and move on.
Mm. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, I am so glad. I reached five times to withdraw myself from the queue, which is a lot of Sangha people have this experience, so I know that,
uh-huh.
and I didn't,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I didn't do it.
And you didn't do it, and here we are.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Deepa. Go happy.
Go happy, Deep Gasho.
Gasho.
Thanks for joining us, Deepa. And that was a fabulous conversation, Sherry. And I was chuckling along with all of the stories that conditioning is going to tell us in those circumstances.
Yes, yes, yeah. And to get it, I really am fond of torturing ego whenever possible. Right, just, in a lighthearted, compassionate, loving sort of way, of course. Right, and so you can just see something and watch it go crazy. Right, I think I'm gonna just chuck it all and move to an island in the. I am, and I start writing my letters to everybody. And it's just gonna go nuts, even though. It's what it's been telling me I want all my life.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. And we have time for one more caller here.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Michael. It's Jan in California.
Hello, Jan.
Hi, Jan.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm pretty happy to be here. I'm just going to happen to the other area. What's going on? I saw something during our workshop on Sunday. Well, mm-hmm. from doing the assignment and then participating Sunday. And I just want to put a check-in about it. What I saw is that when we were talking about, the assignment of being with,
mm-hmm.
that my experience of that was, this is what happens whenever I record. That what was being described by you, by the imagery, and that's my experience. And then I thought, sometimes I don't even feel like I need a response from the mentor.
Yes.
It's just that being with, that acknowledging whatever is going on.
Yes.
So, yeah, but I guess what I'm checking in on is I saw what came in right behind that was, that means that you really don't have to hear anything from the mentor. not a surprise.
Yeah.
That's not really what I was seeing at all.
it's not a surprise, and it's really good to see. Right? Yeah. Yes, once we catch on that's the ego system attempting to maintain its territory, right? Then that's not a surprise. But you can imagine how believable that would be for a lot of people who didn't know what it was, who can't tell the difference between various voices because they haven't listened long enough or practiced long enough, right? So,
well, I
so yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go.
Well, let me just. I just want to speak to what you brought up, and then I'll ask you. So there is that place of I don't need to hear anything because mm-hmm. I've been the one hearing. I've really heard this person. I didn't hear myself. I really heard that human being. And in that experience, there is that, well, disidentification. We can't use the word separation because that's not it. But I am not taking personally what that person's experience is. Okay, and that's what really goes on most of the time. Somebody has a painful, difficult, whatever it is, kind of suffering experience, and then ego, identity, I, take it on as something that happened to me. It's kind of what was being described about trying to go around to people and get them to be sympathetic. I mean, that's ego's that's ego's game, right? And so there you are, and you're listening. You're really hearing that person. And there's actually nothing to say. Because the being present, being with in that way, is all the person needs. It's all they really want.
Mm.
Yeah?
Right.
However.
Cut out there for a minute. So.
Well, that's all the person wants. We just want to be witnessed with compassionate acceptance. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, again, that is the result very often of a pretty hefty level of practice. Because in the beginning, again, we can't tell who's who and what's what. And so to hear compassion come back for this person who has been ignored or judged or criticized or held down or back or hidden or what, who suffered alone and in silence, to hear compassion given to that person, that's compelling. It's liberating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But once we move into a place of being able to be that compassion for someone, there's really nothing left to say.
This is so helpful, Sherry, because I was, of course, well, because the message I was getting, it wasn't even verbal, the message I was getting, well, then I'm not sure you're doing this right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's got to come up with something. And, you know, Jen, there is a place in recording and listening, and I'm going to say this because I bet you remember it, okay? Mm-hmm. There's a place where people are encouraged to go all through all the steps because what happens is this person starts talking about what goes on with them and getting into an honest expression of the suffering that they're feeling. And ego comes in with, yeah, well, you know, you just need to disidentify and get back to center, and it's all going to be fine. And that is not what we're going for.
Yeah.
So we do always want to hear from the mentor, whether the mentor is speaking through us or it feels like the mentor is speaking to us or the mentor is speaking through somebody else. We always want to hear what wisdom, love, and compassion has, and that's the guidance we always want to follow.
Yeah. Well, and if I'm hearing all that you're saying, if I'm understanding what you're saying, that means that message can be in silence. I mean, that's what I feel.
Precisely.
There are times, not always.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we're learning to be present to.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah,
and you know, Jan, it's no different from how you are with other people. Sometimes somebody is pouring their heart out to you and all you do is just sit there and nod. And sometimes it feels like they really need to know that they've been heard. And so you say something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is just, it's really helpful because it's that doubting, you know, that condition
That's right.
can be really... can be subtle or not so subtle. It all depends.
That's right.
But in this case, it was having me question, and I thought, no, I just need to check in on this.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did, because the rule of thumb, of course, is any doubt, you do want to check it out. You definitely want to check it out, because the odds are so big that it's ego, and if we don't check it out, it's got a foot in the door.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
We want it revealed. You are so very welcome. Anytime.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Go happy.
Thanks for joining us, Jan. And Sherry, that was another fabulous conversation. And that's my experience also, that doubt is usually conditioning, trying to derail some good idea that presence just handed
that's
me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so we want to out it immediately, right? So what the voice is saying to me now is blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and then, good, it's out there. It doesn't have a room in somewhere in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very good.
And we are at the end of the hour, Sherry. So thank you, and thank everyone, and fabulous show. And go happy.
Well, Michael, thank you. Thank everyone. Go happy, indeed. Good night.
Good night.